There was nothing evil in it, nothing shameful. You were to me such an ideal as I shall never meet again. This is the face of a satyr. It is the face of my soul.
Christ! What a thing I must have worshipped! It has the eyes of a devil!
Each of us has heaven and hell in him, Basil, cried Dorian, with a wild gesture of despair. Hallward turned again to the portrait and gazed at it.
My God! If it is true, he exclaimed, and this is what you have done with your life, why, you must be worse, even than those who talk against you fancy you to be.
He held the light up again to the canvas and examined it. The surface seemed to be quite undisturbed, and as he had left it, it was from within, apparently, that the foulness and horror had come. Through some strange quickening of inner life, the leprosies of sin were slowly eating the thing away. The rotting of a corpse in a watery grave was not so fearful. His hand shook, and the candle fell from its socket onto the floor, and lay there, sputtering. He placed his foot on it and put it out. Then he flung himself into the rickety chair that was standing by the table, and buried his face in his hands.
Good God, Dorian, what a lesson! What an awful lesson!
There was no answer, but he could hear the young man sobbing at the window.
Pray, Dorian, pray, he murmured.
What is it that one was taught to say in one's boyhood? Lead us not into temptation, forgive us our sins, wash away our iniquities. Let us say that together. The prayer of your pride has been answered. The prayer of your repentance will be answered also. I worshipped you too much. We are both punished.
Dorian Gray turned slowly around and looked at him with tear-dimmed eyes. It is too late, Basil, he faltered.
It is never too late, Dorian. Let us kneel down and try if we cannot remember a prayer. Isn't there a verse somewhere? Though your sins be as scarlet, yet I will make them as white as snow.
Those words mean nothing to me now.
Hush. Don't say that. You have done enough evil in your life, my God. Don't you see that accursed thing leering at us?
Dorian Gray glanced at the picture, and suddenly an uncontrollable feeling of hatred for Basil Hallward came over him, as though it had been suggested to him by the image on the canvas, whispered into his ear by those grinning lips. The mad passions of a hunted animal stirred within him, and he loathed the man who was seated at the table more than in his whole life he had ever loathed anything. He glanced wildly round. Something glimmered on the top of the painted chest that faced him. His eye fell on it. He knew what it was. It was a knife that he had brought up some days before to cut a piece of cord, and had forgotten to take away with him. He moved slowly towards it, passing Hallward as he did so. As soon as he got behind him, he seized it and turned round. Hallward stirred in his chair, as if he was going to rise. He rushed at him and dug the knife into the great vein that is behind the ear, crushing the man's head down on the table and stabbing again and again. There was a stifled groan, and the horrible sound of someone choking with blood. Three times the outstretched arm shot up convulsively, waving grotesque, stiff-fingered hands in the air. He stabbed him twice more, but the man did not move. Something began to trickle on the floor. He waited for a moment, still pressing the head down. Then he threw the knife on the table and listened.